Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for what you are doing at the moment. And we thank you, Lord, for great things you will still do in our lives. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the blessings we have received from you. We thank you for physical and spiritual blessings. We thank you, Lord, for how you have answered our prayers. We thank you for how you have fought our battles. We thank you, Lord, for all the mighty miracles your hand has performed in our favor. Be thou exalted, be thou magnified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for frustrating the plans of the enemy that were against us. We thank you for enthroning in our lives your powerful presence. Thank you for your presence in our lives that is making impossible things possible. Thank you for meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Lord, for all the results we have seen from the time we began to pray on this platform. We thank you for all the testimonies we have seen. We thank you for all the breakthroughs we have received. We thank you because you have been so faithful, and there have never been a time we pray here that you have not helped us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because you have great plans in store for us. You have glorious promises to perform in our lives and careers and callings and ministries. We thank you for a great height you are taking us very shortly. We thank you because you will make our success and excellence very easy to achieve. Thank you, Father, because you have set the ladder. You have set before us the steps on which we will climb to reach where you have prepared for us. Thank you, faithful Lord. For we know that where you are taking us is a glorious and powerful and wonderful place. We know it's a place of great, great success. We know it is a place of fulfillment of destiny. Thank you, faithful Lord. Lord, we ask that you visit us even tonight, as we would be having these prayers on this platform once again tonight. Lord, have your way among us. Do wonders as we pray. Unlock doors that have been closed against us for years. Help us in a wonderful way, and let our lives be completely transformed. Let our lives never remain the same again. And lead us by your Holy Spirit. Empower us by your Holy Spirit. Guide us by your Holy Spirit. Inspire us by your Holy Spirit. Fill our voices, our mouths, our tongues with your divine prevailing utterances. In the name of Jesus, have your way in our midst and let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence, and I strongly believe that the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. So I'm going to be taking some worship songs, and after that we shall go into prayer points. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh, oh Lord, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord, the Lord Most High, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord, oh, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Ancient of Days, Most High. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord, King of Israel. You are the Lord, Most High, Most High. You are the Lord, you are the Lord, you are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord, Ancient of Days. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. You work miracles, Most High. You work miracles, mighty miracles. You work miracles, Most High. You work miracles, you do wonders, you do wonders, Most High. You do wonders, King of Glory. You do wonders, Most High. You do wonders, because you are the Lord. You are the Lord, Most High. You are Most High, you are the Lord. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you tonight. We worship you. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. You reign over all. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. I am that I am. We worship you. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. Over heaven and earth. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. Oh, Ancient of Days, we worship you. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign over every situation. You reign over principalities, you reign over every kingdom, you reign, you reign. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. You are God. You are not a man, Alpha and Omega. You are God. You are not a man, Lion of Judah. You are God, Jesus. You are God, oh. You are God. You are not a man, oh. You are God, you are not a man. You are God, you are not a man, oh. All power belongs to you. You are God, you are not a man, oh. I am that I am. You are God, Savior. You are God, oh. You are God, you are not a man. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Father. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord. As we worship you, we give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. Alpha, yes, Lord, and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, we worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. Worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship the King of Israel with the whole of your heart, with your voice. Begin to worship the God of heaven and the earth, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of Jesse, the I Am that I Am, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Open your mouth and begin to worship him, praise him, exalt him, glorify him, magnify him, celebrate him, thank him. Begin to do that in the name of Jesus. Ancient of Days, we worship him. Rock of Ages, Rock of Israel, we worship him. King of Kings, King of Glory, King of Israel, we worship him. Miracle working God, we worship you. Miracle worker, mountain mover, we worship you, Lord. For all power belongs to you, all glory belongs to you, We give you all praise, for you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be magnified. Who is like unto thee, O God? Who can be like you? There is none like you. You are full of power, full of mercy, full of glory, full of light, full of victory. We worship you, Father. You are so full of mercy, so full of wisdom. You are so full of righteousness, so full of peace. Lord, we worship you. You are all-sufficient God. You are self-sufficient God. We bless your holy name. All that we need are in you. The sufficiency, the fullness of all our needs are inside of you. We bless your holy name, for you are a faithful God. For you are a loving Father. You are a caring Father. You are so kind. You are so compassionate. We praise you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. For your dominion is above all. Your greatness is above all. Your throne is above all. Mighty God, we praise you. Mighty God, we praise you. Mighty God, we praise you. You are the one who speaks and it comes to pass. You are the one who lifts up a man and no one can bring him down. And you are the one who demotes a man and no one can bring him up. Lord, we worship you. We praise you, Father. Only you have the final say. No one speaks and it comes to pass when you have not commanded it. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. We thank you for your covering over our lives. We thank you for your presence you have enthroned in our lives. Thank you for being our God and helper. Thank you for being our caring Father. Thank you, Lord, for being so faithful in our lives and situations. Oh God, we praise you. Oh God, we are grateful. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for every good thing we have received from you. Thank you for the salvation of our souls. Thank you, Lord, for your strength in us, enabling us to do righteousness. Oh God, we praise you. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for what you are determined to do for us in this season, even in this month of January. We thank you for what you are determined to do in every other month of this year. Thank you for greater heights you have proposed to take us into. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for progress you are giving us. Thank you for success you are giving us. Thank you for breakthroughs you are giving to us. Thank you, Lord, for promotion. Thank you for glory you are bringing upon our lives and callings and destinies. Oh God, we are so grateful. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your prevailing presence in our lives. By your presence, you have not allowed the enemy to succeed over us. By your presence, you have not allowed arrows of darkness, arrows of untimely death to prevail over our lives. Oh God, we are so grateful. Be glorified forever. Be exalted forever. We praise you, King of Kings. We praise you, Lord of Hosts. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have praised him and worshiped and given him thanks. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. Yeah, we're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to thank God for your life. You're going to say, Father, thank you for all that you have given to me. Thank you for all that you have freely given to me. Without me doing anything, you give them to me freely. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Yeah, you need to understand that you did not choose when you will be born. You did not choose the parents that will give birth to you. You just discovered that you were born in a certain place. You did not discover where you will be. You did not choose where you will be born. You did not choose where you will be born and when you will be born and the parents that will give birth to you. You did not choose any of these things. So these are free gifts that God has given to us. Begin to thank God. Say, Lord, thank you for all the gifts I have received from you freely. Thank you, Lord, because you made me who I am today. Begin to thank God like that. Say, thank you, Father, for everything you have given to me freely. Thank you because I am a man. If you are a man, say, God, I thank you because you made me a man. If you're a woman, say, I thank you, Lord, because you made me a woman. Because none of us choose any of these things. You did not choose the sex you will be. You did not choose even the parents that will give birth to you. So all these are free gifts from God. Begin to thank God. Say, Lord, I thank you for gifts. For gifts you have given to me so freely. The gift of life that you are breathing, that you are existing, that you are alive is a free gift from God. That you can breathe in air freely is that you can plant on the ground and the ground will produce food crops is a free gift from God. Begin to thank God for everything he has given to you freely. Even the salvation of your soul is a free gift from God. Thank God for the salvation of your soul. Thank God for protecting you. Thank God that you can sleep in the night and wake up alive the following day is a free gift from God. Begin to thank God. Say, Lord, I thank you for everything you have given to me freely, freely, priceless, without paying anything. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. The gifts in you, if you can sing, if you can, you know, if you have any talent, you did not purchase it. You did not determine that talent. It was freely given to you. Anything you can do is freely given by God. Anything you can do, whether it's physical gifts, whether it's spiritual gifts, they are freely given to you by God. Begin to thank God. Say, Lord, I thank you for every good gift you freely gave me. I did not pay any money. I did not do anything to deserve it. You freely gave yourself to me. You freely gave me salvation. You freely gave me your light. You freely protected me free of charge. You rescued me even when I was not yet born again. You were fighting my battles. You were keeping me secured. These are free gifts. I did not do anything to deserve them. Thank you, Lord, for every gift you have freely given to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Good health you have given to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Even the call of God upon your life is a free gift. You did not deserve anything to be called by God. All the abilities of God in you, they are free gifts. Begin to thank God. Say, Lord, I thank you for freely giving to me all these gifts. Say, Lord, thank you for freely given to me all these gifts. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you look at your life, the things God has given to you freely, They are more important than the things you paid for or you worked for. Just sit down and look at your life and begin to consider the things God gave you freely, beginning from the fact that you were born into this world is a free gift. Yeah, and many things I have listed. You will discover that these free gifts, they are much more than what you worked for. They are much more than what you paid money to get. Begin to talk to God. Say, Lord, I thank you for all the things you have given to me freely. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, these free gifts, they are priceless. Many of these free gifts, they are priceless. And they are more important than every other thing you worked to achieve or you worked to attain. Thank you, Father, for these free gifts. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your grace begin to wrought signs and wonders in my life. Yeah. Say, Father, let the grace you have given to me, let your grace in my life begin to produce signs and wonders. Let your grace in my life begin to work, begin to produce results. Let your grace in my life begin to produce miracles, begin to produce breakthroughs, begin to produce victories. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every child of God has received grace from God. And this grace is full of many things. It's full of many things. It's called manifold grace. The grace that you have received from God is so full of many things. So full of a lot of things. Begin to pray and begin to say, Father, let the grace of Jesus Christ in my life begin to produce victories, begin to produce miracles, begin to produce signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, let your grace in my life. Let your grace in my life produce miracles, produce signs and wonders, produce great victories. Let the grace of Jesus Christ in my life begin to work and produce physical realities of God, physical manifestations of God, undeniable, powerful manifestations of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire. Yeah. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to walk in supernatural dimensions of the grace of God. You're going to say, I receive fire to walk, to operate in supernatural dimensions of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the grace of Jesus in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Josha handi diaki lebate silia. Lele shabatatandana usi yohandanabala. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Raise up your right hand. Say, I receive fire. Say, I receive fire to begin to walk, to begin to operate in supernatural dimensions of the grace of God, supernatural dimensions of the grace of Jesus Christ. I receive fire right now. Continue to pray like that. Lesha bahande hasuji hande tligliya eroshed dina hasuziyatla. Leha tashibasa. I receive fire to walk. Thank you, Lord. I receive fire to operate in supernatural dimensions of the grace of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire to walk in supernatural dimensions of the grace of Jesus Christ. Now, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, take me into the realms where I will enjoy all the benefits in your grace. So, Father, take me to the realms where I will enjoy all the benefits of the grace of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Lahashi genaki maso aroshimateta. Lede diyanti diyanda lahashti. Begin to pray, say, Father, take me into the realms where I will begin to enjoy all the benefits of the grace of Jesus Christ. Take me to the realms where I will begin to enjoy all the benefits of the grace of Jesus Christ. All the benefits that are in the grace of Jesus Christ. Lord, launch me into those realms. Lift me up into those realms. In the name of Jesus, launch me into those realms. Take me into those realms. Take me into those realms. Thank you, Father. Take me to those realms, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every limitation of darkness. Blocking my spiritual connection with God, attacking my spiritual connection with God, my spiritual relationship with God, my spiritual fellowship with God, let the fire of God destroy those limitations right now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy limitations of darkness. Limitations of darkness. Stopping my spiritual connection with God. Stopping my spiritual relationship with God. Attacking my spiritual fellowship with God. Let fire fall and consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Lashi handa kigya. Eshishia batana diana shida. Let fire consume them now. Let fire destroy them now. Let fire destroy them now. Let fire destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Limitations of darkness, limitations of witchcraft, limitations of sin, limitations of the flesh, limitations of worldliness, limitations of corruption, pollution, of darkness, blocking my spiritual connection with God, my spiritual sensitivity with sensitivity to God, my spiritual discernment of the realm of God. Every darkness blocking my channel of connecting and receiving from God. Every darkness blocking my channel of communicating with God, speaking to God and hearing from God. Let fire fall and consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I decree in the name of Jesus, let every storm blowing, every storm of darkness blowing in my life, blowing in my situation, to scatter good things, to frustrate my peace, let them be stilled now. Let them be still now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command every storm of darkness blowing in my life, blowing in my situations, to scatter good things, to frustrate my peace, to cause troubles, to cause failures, to cause destruction. I decree, I command that they be still now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray as if you are looking at a storm. Begin to pray and say, I command you storm blowing in my life, blowing in my environment, blowing in my situation, to cause failure, to scatter good things, to frustrate my peace, to cause troubles, problems, misfortunes. I command you to be still now. Be still in the name of Jesus. I believe you are praying like that. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, be still. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I want to read from somewhere in the scripture. In the book of Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, this is Jesus speaking. He said, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Matthew 21, verse 22. Jesus said, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." So what does that mean? It means that as we are praying, we are receiving at the same time. Whether your physical eyes can see it or not, whether your human senses can perceive it or not, as we are praying right now, you are receiving it instantly, immediately, because Jesus said, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing," meaning that you are asking with faith. He said, as you are asking, you are receiving immediately. So that is the power that is in the name of Jesus. So the name of Jesus is able to give you the results of what you ask by faith. The name of Jesus is able to give you the results. So therefore, you need to pray. You're going to pray, believing. You're going to pray now with faith. You're going to pray with a heart that believes, because that is how you will receive. There's some prayers that you don't have to repeat them twice. Instantly after you pray, you will feel a confirmation in your spirit. You will feel a witness in your spirit that these prayers I have just prayed have been answered. It happens to me many times. So I know there are some prayers that you have to continue to pray them. Especially intercessory prayers and some maybe deliverance prayers or warfare prayers. But there are some prayers that you don't have to continue to pray them. Right there where you have said those prayers, you receive the answers instantly. The only the next thing is just for you to wait for it to manifest physically. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, I believe in the greatness of your power. Let my life turn around for good. Let your power turn around my life and situations for good." You can say, "Father, I believe in the greatness of your power. Let your power turn around my life and situation for good. In the name of Jesus." Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jere Hari Hari Sashata Matoan Hashisa Nekijitia. In the name of Jesus. Say, "Father, I believe." Say, "I believe in the greatness of your power. Right now, let your power turn around my life and situations for good. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let your power turn around my life and situation. Turn around my health situation." Begin to pray like that. "Turn around my financial situation. turn around my marital situation, turn around the situation in my calling and career and ministry. Let your power turn around my situation for good in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I begin to say, I receive the turnaround. Because I believe I receive the great turnaround. Yeah, and this is not a joke. Pray with faith. Because it will happen. Yeah, say, I receive the great turnaround. I receive now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Great turnaround for good in my finances. I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. A great turnaround for good in my life, calling and destiny. I receive it now. A great turnaround for good concerning my health, concerning my career. I receive it now. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, and all things, whatsoever ye ask in prayer. It didn't say some things. It says all things. All things, including what you have asked before that you did not ask with faith. He said, believing. So if there are some things you asked, but you did not believe very well, you did not ask with a faith that wants to receive it like instantly. Yeah, then you are going to repeat. Yeah, you're going to repeat those prayers again. Prayers that you have prayed, but you did not pray them with faith, with enough faith. I mean, I'm talking about a faith that wants to see what you're asking for like immediately you ask for it. That's the kind of faith Jesus said we should apply in the place of prayer. A faith that is willing to see the results immediately. So even if you don't see the results, you still continue in that faith. Like you want to see the results now. Yeah. So you're going to pray with that kind of faith. Yeah. That is the kind of faith that produces instant miracles. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe in your power. Let all the blessings I couldn't receive because of weakness of faith, let them come to me now. All the blessings and helps I couldn't receive because of weakness of faith. Say, Father, let them come to me now because I believe. Because I believe in the name of Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. Father, let all the blessings I couldn't receive because of weakness of my faith, let them come to me now. Let them come to me now. Shalani Shirawa. Heshtina Haki Shariala. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. So let them come to me now. In the name of Jesus. Let them come to me now. I receive them now. I receive them now. I receive them now. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Every time the kingdom of God is going to work miracles and signs and wonders in the earth, there is always a reaction. There is always a shaking. Yeah, there is always an explosion. Yeah, because there are forces of darkness here on earth that does not want the forces of heaven to break through, and does not want the forces of heaven to carry out the will of God in the earth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every force of darkness resisting the physical manifestation of my miracles. So in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every force of darkness, every presence of darkness resisting the physical manifestation of my miracles. Let fire fall and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like God. In the name of Jesus, let fire fall. Let fire fall. Let fire fall. Let fire fall and destroy every force of darkness, every oppression of darkness, every presence of darkness, every activity of demons, every works of devils, resisting, preventing, stopping the physical manifestation of my miracles. Let fire fall and consume them now. Let fire fall and consume them now. Let shara kabara kadasara. Lagi hatu shinabarahi diasa. Gekitante tenabara. Hashtanasa sashatanabara. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. When you are praying prayers like this, you pray with energy. You pray with force. With aggression, because these miracles, they appear by force. By force. It's going to take energy. It's going to take a power for them to appear in the physical realm. So you put all your spirit into the prayer. You put all your might, all your strength. You put force into it, like you are fighting physically. You put all your strength into it. So begin to pray. Say, let fire fall and destroy every work of the devil, force of the devil, oppressions of darkness, resisting, preventing the physical manifestation of my miracles. Let fire fall now and consume them all. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Spirit of the Lord is telling me that some of you, some blessings miss you. I mean, some blessings that were meant for you, those blessings, they missed you. Like, you know, let's say they were supposed to deliver a package to you, and then they said the package got lost in transit, or the package was given to another person by error, something like that. So some blessings that is supposed to be given to you did not come to you. Yeah, like you missed them. Either because you were not in the right place at the right time, or you were not doing, or you didn't do what you should do, or some powers of darkness hijacked it. Yeah, but what I had in my spirit is that some blessings missed you, meaning that you should have received those blessings, but they missed you. You know, like something flying, supposed to drop on you, and then the thing just fly past you to somewhere else. So you're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive every blessing that is mine but missed me. I command them to come back to me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I command the reversal. I command the delivery of every blessing that were meant for me, but they missed my life. They missed me. I command the delivery of them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I command the delivery of those blessings now, wherever they are. What is mine that missed me? Come now to me. In the name of Jesus, come now. Come now. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Spirit of God is telling me that He wants to release an unction. An unction means an anointing. He wants to release an unction to some of you. And when God releases an unction, it's usually for an assignment. It's usually for something that He wants to use you to do, or something that He wants you to do for Him. Yeah, either of the two. Yeah, God will put an unction upon a man to be able to use that man for great works. Or He can put an unction upon a man so that the man can carry out a task for Him. Yeah, so you're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand with faith to receive the unction that the Spirit of God just told me. So if you can have faith, that unction will come upon you right there where you are. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive unction from heaven to carry out divine assignments at this time. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the unction. I receive the unction. I receive the unction. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive the unction. Lasha getada and the vasa shuha. Gileshe tetagalana. Unction. to be used mightily by God, unctioned to carry out divine assignment, unctioned to do the will of God at such a time like this. I receive the unction, thank you, Lord. Begin to receive it. I said, you pray like you are receiving it right now, not that you are receiving it tomorrow. That's not how Jesus said we should pray. He said we should pray like we are receiving it like right now. Begin to pray, say, I receive the unction. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I receive the unction now. I receive the unction now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, I receive the unction. Unction meant for God in the earth. Unction to be used mightily by God for the glory of God. I receive now. In the name of Jesus, I receive them. I receive it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I decree over your life that the unction heaven has prepared for you at this time, the unction God has determined to place upon you at this time for the sake of his kingdom and assignments and glory, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to pray. You are still going to pray. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be spiritually sensitive enough. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be spiritually sensitive enough to discern the operations of darkness going on against me. See, I receive grace to be sensitive enough, to be sensitive enough to know every operation of darkness going on against my life, going on against my destiny, going on against my marriage, against my family, against my children, against my grandchildren. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to be sensitive enough. Now, because in this year, there will be a lot of satanic operations and satanic attacks. So you must be sensitive enough. Say, I receive grace. Thank you, Lord. Pray according to that scripture, Matthew 21, verse 22. Pray like you are receiving it right now. Don't pray like you are receiving it tomorrow. Right now, say, I receive grace. Say, I receive grace to be sensitive enough to know every oppression of darkness going on against my life, against my safety, against my health, against my marriage, against my career, against my calling and destiny. See, I receive grace to be sensitive to discern these operations accurately in the name of Jesus, so as to avoid them, so as to attack them before they attack me. Yeah. One of the strategies of spiritual warfare is to attack them first before they attack you. And how will you attack them when you don't know what they are doing? You don't even know where they are in your life. You don't know who they are. You don't know what they are doing. You can't discern the presence of the enemy in your life. And you can't discern who they are, what they are, and what they do. You need to know those things for you to accurately fight and destroy them. So begin to pray, say, Lord, release on me grace to accurately discern all the oppressions of darkness going on against my life, calling, and destiny. Help me to discern their presence. Help me to discern their missions. Help me to discern their strength. What they are using against me. How they are stronger than me. What is making them stronger than me. And how to attack and overcome them. Lord, give me grace to be able to achieve this. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, you have received the grace. Amen. Yeah. In that verse 22, Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, it says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Believing, ye shall receive. So tonight, you are going to receive many things because you are going to pray with faith. Yeah, and that is why you're going to receive many things. You're going to receive many things. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I decree the manifestation of opportunities that will move me into the fulfillment of my destiny. See, I decree the manifestation of opportunities that will move me into the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. I decree the manifestation now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, I decree the manifestation of opportunities that will move me into fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Opportunities that will move me to the place of honor. Thank you, Lord. The place of dominion, the place of success, the place of victory, the place of glory. I decree the manifestation of those opportunities now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. Yes, the Lord is showing me how some of you, your life is full of weights. Yeah, your life is full of weights, and that is why you cannot grow spiritually. Because there are so many things you care about that are drawing you down, bringing you down. And as long as those things are there, even in the next 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you still will not grow spiritually. As long as those weights are there, consider the birds that fly in the sky. Yeah. You discover that they don't have weights. The birds that have wings, like chicken, they can't fly. Yeah, they can't fly. So if you want to grow spiritually, you want to fly spiritually, you can't have wings. You can't accommodate. create weights in your life. Things that the devil and, you know, will be using to slow you down or to bring you down and make you remain stagnant in your spiritual walk with God. Those weights must be eliminated. They must be destroyed. They must be offloaded. You're going to pray. Yeah, some of these weights, you know them. I don't even need to mention them. For instance, if you can sit with the news for hours, or you sit with television, watching movies, you know, watching movies and all of that, and you can't pray, you can't study the word of God, that's a problem. Yeah. Some people can watch videos on YouTube, on Facebook, for several hours, round the clock. And that's what they do. They have no time for God, no time to pray, no time to study and meditate on the word of God. These things are weights. Some can talk with friends. Talk and talk and talk and talk and talk from morning till evening. And then you just pray some few minutes prayer and then you go and sleep. You can never grow spiritually. It's not a cause. Yeah. When throughout the day you are busy talking, busy with all manner of things, those are weights. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every weight, yeah, it could be sin. Yeah, it could be sin. It could be things that does not really look like sin. Then it could be sin. Yeah, so you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every weight I have brought upon myself that is limiting my spiritual growth, limiting my spiritual advancement, let them fall out of my life right now. Let them fall out of my life right now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, fall out. Every weight I have embraced, weight of the things of this world, weights of cares of this world, weights of addictions, weights of sins, every weight I have embraced, weight of carnality, every weight I have embraced that is not allowing me to grow spiritually, fall out in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Fall out. Fall out. Fall out now. Fall out now. Fall out now. Fall out now. Begin to pray like that. Every weight I have brought into my life, every weight that is wasting my time, wasting my years, doing rubbish, doing things that does not glorify God, doing things that does not move me forward spiritually, things that does not strengthen me, things that does not edify me spiritually. Thank you, Lord. Every weight I have embraced causing these things, fall out now from my life. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I disconnect my life from everything and everything everyone I am connected to that is bringing setback to my journey, to my spiritual walk with God, bringing setback to my life, bringing setback to my career, to my calling. Whatsoever I am connected to, whatsoever I am connected to, whatsoever church, yeah, because I have seen some people connected to churches, and the problems in their lives is because of the church they are going, not because of any other thing. Yeah. God, that I'm praying for them. Yeah. So if you are connected to a man of God whose anointing is demonic or satanic, definitely your problems will keep multiplying. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself from whatsoever that is bringing setback into my life, bringing setback into my walk with God, bringing setback into my career, bringing setback into my calling, into my destiny, and disconnect from them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I disconnect from them. I disconnect from them. I disconnect from them. I disconnect from them, whatever I'm connected to, whoever I am connected to, wherever I am connected to, that is the reason for my setback and misfortunes and failures in my life, calling, ministry, spiritual life, marriage. Lord, I disconnect from them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I disconnect. In the name of Jesus, I disconnect. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to pray? Yeah. You're going to pray. Like this. You're going to say, I block my mind and soul against every opinion and ideas that is not according to the will of God for my life. You're going to say, I block my mind and soul against every opinion and ideas that is not the will of God for my life, that is contrary to the will of God for my life. I block them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Even though those things, those opinions and ideas might not be coming to you now, but Satan might plan them for you in the future. And there's certain people who come to your life bringing suggestions, opinions, and ideas that are against God's will for your life. Begin to pray, say, I block my mind. Begin to pray, say, I block my soul. I block my mind from every opinion and ideas that are contrary to the will of God for my life. Now, in in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. I block my spirit. I block my heart. I block my soul against every opinion and idea that are not the will of God for my life, that are contrary to the will of God for my life. I block my mind from believing them. I block my soul from receiving them, from obeying them, from following such ideas and opinions. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, and you're going to pray this prayer prophetically. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the platform that heaven has prepared to lift up my life to the place of glory and success, to the place of greatness and success. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I connect with the platform. I connect with the platform that heaven has prepared to lift up my life to the place of greatness, honor, and success. I connect with that platform now. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I connect with the platform that God and his angels have prepared to lift me up, to promote me to the place of honor and success and greatness. I connect now with the platform, with the platforms now. In the name of Jesus, I connect now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I connect now. I connect with that platform. I connect with that platform. I ascend into that platform. I ascend into that platform. I move up into that platform that God and his angels have prepared to use to lift up my life into the place of greatness, success, honor, and glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is telling me he wants to do healing miracles. Yeah, if you are sick, God is going to heal you. And if you have someone that is sick, mention their names as we are going to be praying now. Yeah, mention their names and ask God to heal them. Wherever they are, they will be healed. Yeah, because God has said it. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive miracles by the hand of God. I receive healing miracles from the hand of God. I receive healing miracles from the hand of God right now in the name of Jesus. And if you are praying for someone that is sick, that you know, mention their name and say, you this receive healing miracles now from the hand of God. You mention their name and say, you. Let's say the person's name is Samuel. You're going to say, Samuel, right now, receive healing miracles from the hand of God. Yeah, that's how you're going to do it. Now, open your mouth and begin to pray. Thank you, Father. Say in the name of Jesus, I receive healing miracles from the hand of God. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say in the name of Jesus, I receive healing miracles from the hand of God. Thank you, Father. Say in the name of Jesus, I receive healing miracles from the hand of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be strong in love. Help me to grow in love for you, in love for you, for the brethren, in love for you. In love for the brethren. Now, the reason why some miracles are not happening in the church is because the church is full of people that don't have love. People that don't have genuine love. People that don't love God, though they claim they love God, but their lifestyle opposes it. They claim they love God, but their way of life does not agree with it. Yeah, the reason why several prophecies did not come to pass is because love is missing in our midst. Yeah, because there is no genuine love in our hearts. That is why some blessings could not reach us. So you are going to pray for love to grow in your life. You can grow in love. You can be strong in love. So you're going to say, Father, help me to be strong in love. Help me to grow in love. The love that the Bible teaches is sacrificial love. The same love that is in Christ Jesus. And that is the love that you and I must have. Because Jesus commanded us to love. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So Jesus commanded us to love. And then he commanded us to love the Lord, our God, with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our strength and might. Yeah, he commanded us to love. So, and if you don't love, that means you have sinned. If you don't love God enough, you have sinned. If you don't love the people of God enough, if you don't love the servants of God, ministers of God, if you don't love them enough to pray for them, if you don't love them enough to bless them with your substance, with your resources, with your money, then there are some prayers that God will still not answer. There's some prayers God will still not answer because you have failed in love. So you're going to say, Father, help me to love, help me to be strong in love, and help me to grow in love. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to be strong in love. Help me to grow in love. In the name of Jesus, in love for you, in love for the brethren, in love for your kingdom, in love for the works of your kingdom, in love for your will. Help me to grow in love. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God is testing the love level of many of us. He's testing how much we love him. Talk to God. He's testing how much you love him so that you can decide how much you can receive from him. Yeah, talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to grow in love. Help me to be strong in love. The love of Christ teaches us to prefer others. To prefer others more than ourselves. The love of Christ teaches us to lay down our lives for others. The love of Christ teaches us to honor others more than we are honored. Yeah, that is the love of Christ. It teaches us to lay down our life for others. It teaches us sacrifices. That is what the love of Christ teaches us. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to be full of love. Help me to grow in love. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray 5 more prayer points. And after that, I'll be praying for you. Yeah, 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, let the grace of God uncover mysteries of God to me. You're going to say, let the grace of God uncover mysteries of God unto me, mysteries of heaven, mysteries of the angels, mysteries of the kingdom of God. Let the grace of God begin to uncover them to me. Begin to expose them to me. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah, Let the grace of God begin to uncover, begin to unveil, begin to reveal, begin to expose mysteries of God to me. Mysteries of God that is in the earth. Mysteries of God that is in heaven. Mysteries of God that is under the earth. Mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Mysteries of the angels. Let the grace of God begin to expose all of them to me. Now, in the name of Jesus, from now henceforth, let the grace of God begin to uncover them all to me. Let the grace of God begin to uncover them all to me. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, let everything, yeah, let everything in my life that does not promote the beauty of God's glory. Everything in my life that does not reveal the beauty of God's glory, let them disappear right now. Let them be plotted out right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Sheki gai hati ha ushina datala. Nigi halale ha shizana. Everything that does not agree with the beauty of God's glory in my life. Everything that does not reveal the beauty of God's glory in my life. Let them disappear now. In the name of Jesus, let them be blotted out of my life forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Everything in my life that does not promote the beauty of God's glory, that does not reflect the beauty of God's glory, that does not reveal, that does not agree, that does not radiate, that does not align with the beauty of God's glory, let them disappear now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let them disappear now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let them disappear now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to say, Father, do a work in me. Do a work in me that will make me never be defeated by darkness. Do a work in me that will make me invincible to the attacks of the enemy. Yeah, to be invincible means, I'm talking about I-N-V-I-N-C-I, B-L-E, invincible. To be invincible means that you are too difficult to be defeated. That is what it means to be invincible. Yeah, so you're going to, it's different from invisible when you can't be seen. Yeah, that's not the one I'm referring to. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, do a work in me that will make my spirit, soul, and body invincible to attacks of darkness. That will make my spirit, soul, and body invisible to every attack of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, do a work, do an operation, do a creative work inside me, do an operation in my soul, in my spirit, in my body, that will make me too difficult to be oppressed by the devil. Too difficult to be defeated by darkness. Too difficult to be enslaved. Too difficult to be corrupted. Too difficult to be polluted. Too difficult to be controlled by the enemy. Lord, do such work in me. Thank you, Lord. He go ha ha show heteri alagala. Nia su shabata dasa. Keshu rudendina galata. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. So Lord, do a work in me that will make me permanently invisible to demonic attacks, to witchcraft attacks, to satanic attacks, that will make me eternally invisible to every attack of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to say, I come against every evil perfected into time to strike me at a certain time. Yeah, at a particular time. Whether at present or in the future. Yeah, you're going to say, I come against every evil that has been programmed into time to strike me at a certain time. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every evil perfected into time, programmed into time to strike my life at a certain future or present time. Oh Lord, let fire of the Holy Ghost terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. begin to pray, you begin to say, I receive strength to do everything right in the sight of God. You're going to say, I receive strength to do everything right in the sight of God. I receive grace to do everything right in the sight of God. Yeah, you know, this prayer is a very powerful and very important prayer. If you can, it will not be long before you see yourself fulfilling destiny. It will not be long before you become a mighty instrument in the hand of God. It will not be long before you rise into greatness. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive strength to do everything right in the sight of God. I receive strength, grace to do everything right in the sight of God. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I receive strength to speak right in the sight of God. Now, in the sight of God doesn't mean only when you are praying. It doesn't mean only when you are in the church or you are in the program, a gathering of believers. In the sight of God means all the days of your life, because everywhere you are, God is watching. Everything you do, God is watching. Yeah, so for you to have strength to do everything right before God, that is one of the most valuable ability you can have in life, the most valuable gift you can have in life, and that is to be able to do everything right in the sight of God. So talk to God. Say, Lord, help me, strengthen me to do everything right in your sight. Say, I receive strength. Begin to say, I receive strength. I receive power. I receive grace. I receive wisdom to do everything right in the sight of God. I receive strength to talk right in the sight of God. I receive strength to think right in the sight of God. I receive strength to do things right, to move the right way, to be in the right place at the right time. I receive strength to do all things right in the sight of God. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So now I'm going to be praying for you. You're going to raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O God of Israel, King of glory, King of kings, King of the universe, we praise you, we bless your name, for there is none like you. We glorify you for who you are, for you are a great God. You are the Almighty God. Ancient of Days, be praised forever. In Jesus' name, we glorify your power. We glorify your name. We honor your name. We honor your throne. We honor your presence. We magnify your name. We magnify your presence. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for what you have done as we have prayed on this platform. We thank you because as you said in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, that whatsoever we ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive them. We thank you because we have received the answers to our prayers already. We thank you because the miracles are formed in our lives. And the signs and wonders has fell upon us. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, I ask concerning the lives of everyone that have joined me on this platform to pray at this time. Lord, I ask that you show everyone mercy. Show every life mercy. I ask, oh God, that as they repent of their sinful ways, as they repent of their disobedience and turn to you, I ask, oh God, that you receive them in the name of Jesus. I ask, Father, that you cleanse them from every unrighteousness and filthiness of